food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. This is the first broadcast for the month of August, the third day of August 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're so glad you're with us. I'm going to bring up in a few minutes a very dear friend of mine, someone I've worked with on the radio now for a long, long time. We're going to talk to Melody Seastrom for a little bit about her offering people a chance to maybe to protect their financial future with Discount Gold and Silver. And I want to tell you what, people, if you're not listening tonight to them, say, then your head's in the sand. Just go back to sleep and don't worry about it. Tonight is something you need to listen to because we're not only heading into, we are in a financial crisis. And if you don't have something to protect you in the near future, you're going to wish to God you had something to protect you in the near future. I'm telling you that because I care. So you better stay tuned to tonight's program. Listen to what Melody has to say. She'll be sharing some information with you. We'll take phone calls next half hour. If you have any questions, we want to hear from you. If you've dealt with Melody in the past, we want to hear from you. That's what we're here for, folks. We're here to offer you some way to protect yourself from a Christian viewpoint, my friends. It's your job, husbands especially, and mothers, to protect yourself and your family. So please pay attention. Before I do that, though, I want you to write down this toll-free number. I want you to call the BioCare Hospital and ask him for the 16-page magazine they'll send you. It's free. Ask him to send you a 16-page magazine that you're going to want to look at. Folks, if God forbid something never happened to me that's really a serious ailment, I'm not going to play around in America with these doctors here. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to play their games and make them wealthy. I'm going somewhere to find some help. And Dr. Rodriguez, the BioCare Hospital, with us one night soon on the radio broadcast. But the number to call, get this 16-page booklet, toll-free number, 800-701-7349. That's 800-701-7349. Call and ask for the 16-page booklet and tell them Pastor Butch sent you down to call them. No, I don't make any money off of it. I just want them to know that I'm proud of what they're doing and I'm telling people about it. You call them at 800-701-7349. And don't forget we're offering a very, very important video. Dr. Carrie Majay, and I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right, put together a 20-minute video on what's going to be in the new vaccine. Now, you can get that by itself, along with a 5-minute video on the mask and what it's all about. Donation of $10. But if you prefer, I did a teaching this past weekend, about an hour long, on the mark of the beast. And it is not what we've been thinking for hundreds of years, a chip in the right hand and forehead. It can be that. I'm not saying it won't be that. But there's much more to it than that. The one thing you have to realize, folks, the mark, whatever it may be, and how it works out, is going to be a commercial mark for buying and selling. This makes tonight's broadcast even more important. Because Melody Caesar is going to tell you how to protect yourself, maybe not to have to be in a system to buy and sell. But if you want the teaching I did on Mark the Beast, and the video is attached to that, same thing, $10 donation. Just write and say, send me the Mark the Beast or send me the video. Either one. We know what you're talking about, $10. You can call 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. And tell Lisa what you want. Use a credit card, debit card, whatever you want to do. We'll get that to you. Well, I have the video by themselves right now with a 20-minute video with Dr. Bajet. And I'll have the hour-long teaching with that video on it here just in a couple of days. We want you to have it. People, this is so important. We don't have time to play games. All hell is about ready to break loose in this country. And I do believe it's going to start next month and basically in November. Unbelievably evil and bad things are going to happen in November. That's my personal spiritual insight, and I'm not by myself. I've had two other witnesses tell me the same thing. I pray I'm wrong, and if I'm wrong, you can tell me you're wrong, and we'll go back to go fishing or something. I pray I'm wrong. But folks, don't put it off. These videos are vitally important. And don't forget, we're offering the dictionary, the 1828 Norwich Dictionary, a beautiful, beautifully bound book. It's regular $95. It's on sale for $79.99 right now while it lasts. $79.99, $80. Save you $15 on a dictionary that everybody needs to study the Word of God with, to study, period, and understand the English language. It's available here while they last. I think I got like 5 or 10 in stock right now. And Dr. Sherry Timpenny, I spoke to her a little bit ago. She'll be with us on the broadcast here probably next week one night. Asked me to pass on to you her blog spot. Write this down. At 6 o'clock in the evening, they have what they call happy hour. No, it's not boozing it up. You can join them on a phone call, get a glass of tea or whatever you want, a glass of green tea or a cup of coffee, whatever you want to do. And they get together and they have a blog talk. And she says people are loving it. Here's the address. Here's the address to get there. Happy Hour with Dr. T for Tenpenny, blogspot.com. One more time. Happy Hour with Dr. T. blogspot.com. Happy Hour with Dr. T. blogspot.com. Call in there or check in there and join them when they're happy. I'd love to get to do it myself one time soon. And just share some time with them. One more announcement. I have a very special prayer request tonight. It's a really urgent prayer request. I cannot give you all the information right now. But for your prayer warriors that will be willing to pray for us, please do. It's not with us personally, you know, it is. But it's a very urgent prayer request that I'd ask your prayer request for. Our Father knows who it is and what it is, okay? But thank you for helping us with that. Thank you so much. Now, our guest tonight is Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver. She's been a personal friend of mine for over 20 years. She's been a sponsor of a program now for months. Matter of fact, you're listening to this broadcast tonight on shortwave on 6115. You're listening there because Melody Cederstrom makes that possible. She shared that with us. That's the kind of lady she is. And she's out there tonight to talk to you and help you if you'll let her. Plan some things for the future. And I hope you'll take my word for this. The mark of the beast is a commercial mark. If our Father allows us to stay out of that system for a while, when this does happen, it's going to be called we plan for the future, and He blessed us for that. That's all I can say. Let's move on and talk to Melody Cederstrom. Melody, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
It is good to have you. I can hear you just fine.
Well, thank you. It's always fun to be here.
Well, you know, you and I do a broadcast together at least twice a week on your program, and I always enjoy that. You know, we cover a lot of serious information, but we have a good time doing it. And that's important, is it not?
You know, it really is because, I mean, there's times it seems like when we talk about it's so, I don't like to call it negative because it's truth. And it's, we face some terrible times. And
yes,
so when you can have a little bit of levity while we're discussing these deep topics, yeah, it makes it, it helps a lot.
Well, you know that I don't like to laugh. I'm always serious. You know that. So.
Oh, I know that.
Go ahead and tell us today, because I haven't heard today. What did precious metals do today?
Well, I can tell you that. We had gold. Let me see what it's doing in the aftermarket, if anything. It's holding around 1978 for gold. Silver
wow.
is up at 24.43. So Ooh. Platinum had a good day. It was up 1.5% at 924. But, you know, we've seen a lot of pressure and on the U.S. dollar index. And it was just a matter of time, and I said this last week, it's just a matter of time until they come in and try to stem it, you know, from breaking down through into 92 and 90 and so forth. We're at 93.55. And so it is a warning. You had the, in March, the greenback lost 10% of its value. And these declines are continuing to accelerate. So they did have to stop it and keep it from going into free fall. But we'll see what happens when it breaks 90. And it can't help but do that. There was a report out earlier today. I believe this was from the Treasury Department. And again, I talk mostly about debt because I believe it is all about debt because they will default on the debt. We have debt too great to be paid. And so you have a government that is going to borrow an additional $2 trillion in the second half of the year. It's a record for the quarter, $947 billion from July through September. And so it'll bring the total borrowing for fiscal year of 2020 to $4.5 trillion.
Whoa.
And that's triple.
Wow.
Triple from last year's $1.28 trillion. And, of course, it's far greater than what was spent during and after the 2008 financial crisis. So, and we know from the Federal Reserve, they're going to keep putting billions and billions and billions of trillions of dollars into these markets to keep them functioning. At least up to the end of 2021, if not longer. And that's right from the horse's mouth. So I don't know what everybody is waiting for or hoping for. The election, we don't know what's going to happen to the election. It's not going to go smoothly. And
no,
I think you're going to start seeing things unwind this month.
I think that's very possible. It really is. I've heard other information coming in, but middle of September and other times. But you know, you mentioned something about the dollar and it's dropping in value. The dollar is worth 3 cents to what it was in 1933, Melody. How much lower can it drop?
Three cents.
It's hard to conceive that something can become worth less by fractional degrees and extend now forever. You know, it reminded me one time of one of my school teachers told us, you put a frog on the desk, it was 2 foot long, 2 foot wide. The frog jumped 1 foot the first jump and half, and then 6 inches the next time and 3 inches the next time, an inch and a half, whatever. How long would it take if the frog dipped in the desk? He said it never would. It would just be so minute after a while, it would never get to in the desk. That's how the dollar's dropping. In little increments, you don't see it happening. Mm-hmm. But it's dropping nonetheless. And surely people can see that when they go to the store now and go to get groceries. You're the one who told me the other day the guy spent $16 for a pound of hamburger. I can't imagine. What kind of hamburger that was. But this is ridiculous. And people are still, I mean, gold has hit three or four highs in the last couple of weeks. Silver's busted through big time. I mean, a silver eagle is about what, $32, $33 now? Is that about right?
Well, those would be my prices, but if you go online, I mean, they're selling them for $37, $38, $39. Some of the backdated ones, they're taking advantage of people, selling them for 60 and 80. I mean, it's ridiculous, but.
You're kidding me. 60 and 80?
Yeah.
Folks, when I bought the first $7, it was $3 a piece. When I bought the first ounce of gold, it was $250 an ounce. I could never could buy a bunch of that. Now it's almost $2,000 an ounce. That's an 800% increase. And since I've started a long time ago looking into that because of people like Bob Chapman and others. I've been working with Melody for a lot of years on this. And I've watched her, and I watched her try her best to give people the best deals possible. That's why I deal with Melody. That's why I trust Melody. So your price will be about $32, $33. Dollars. Everybody else will be at least $37, $38, $39. And some as high as $60.
Yeah, well, what happened is the Treasury came out, the U.S. Mint came out, and about a week and a half ago, they said they couldn't produce gold and silver eagles at the same time because they are lack the employees to make the production. So it's either going to be gold eagles or it's going to be silver eagles. So you're going to see that product dry up real quick. They were going to ask the dealers that they wholesale to their recommendations on what they project that they'll need in the next 3 months. And I'm thinking to myself, it's going to get really bad. You know, I mean, it's one thing to project when things are normal and calm and so forth. It's something else heading into an election year. And, you know, it's pretty difficult to, you know, figure out what you're going to do, especially if the market crashes and there becomes a panic. Because when there's a panic, all kinds of money is going to come into these markets. So it's going to get real difficult to get product. Very difficult.
Well, you know, it amazes me, and I don't mean this, I'm certainly not laughing at anybody, not at all. Now's the time to buy. Don't wait. Do it. But some people wait till the prices go up before they start looking into buying silver and gold. And I can understand leering, you know, a little bit leering. Oh, well, it's dropping down to 15. Now it's 8. It was 15, not, folks, 2 months ago, I believe it was, in that area. It's 15, 16 bucks now. So now it's 24 something. Silver Eagles back then were 20 bucks. Now they're 34 and up in prices. So I understand people thinking, well, it'll come down again. It may come down a little bit, but it'll never go back to down to what it was before. And even if it did, and the dollar went to zero, the silver and gold are still worth something. And if you're looking for things to barter, and one day you may be doing some bartering, especially if they get the Fed coin through, the Fed coin will be given to you through the Federal Reserve in a way of digital payment on a computer somewhere, just like Bitcoin, and it will pay you whatever it is that you have, Social Security maybe, or Medicaid, Medicare, whatever it may be. They'll pay it with Fed coin. There'll be no more private transactions, no more even paper money changing hands. It'll be done in digits by cell phones or other devices. Whenever that happens, you're going to see a lot of people start looking to bartering. And gold and silver will always have a market. Always. It may be in a black market. The folks that come to survival, there's not a thing wrong with that. Not a thing wrong with that. How do you think you're going to live when the Antichrist does take over and puts a mark out? How are you going to live if you can't do something on the side without going through the system? These are things you need to think about. You know, Melody, I did a teaching this past Saturday on the mark of the beast, and it's a lot more to it than people realize. It's not as simple as a right hand, chipper in the forehead of right hand. That's too easy. Satan knows that. People in mass are going to fall for that. But there are three different ways given that you can take the mark of the beast. In Revelation 13. But I made a point that whatever it is, how it works, it's going to be for commercial purposes. And think about this, Melody. How many benefits have we trusted the government to give us for commercial purposes? I mean, like Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, HUD, all these are for commercial purposes. So when you get one more commercial idea coming out there to make things simpler, How easy is it going to be to get people tricked into believing this is for their own good? Just like FedCoin or the UBI. It's all been for commercial purposes. Do you see how Satan works, Melody? To bring something in piece by piece over 100 years or more till everybody gets used to the idea. Then he can bring us into the final phase of it and most people won't blink. Can you see what I'm saying?
I've said for a very long time the Social Security number was one of the very first Mark of the Beasts. I mean, when your babies were born and they had to have a Social Security mark, they had to have
That's right.
Social Security. I mean, it's just, and you're right. And with this virus, I believe it's a designer virus, but I'm not going to go down that road tonight. But I mean, I do believe that when it comes to the vaccine, you will have to have it in order to do shopping, in order, there are already things about wearable items that detect the symptoms. And, you know, if you have the vaccine, you'll walk into the grocery store and maybe your little thing will beep, beep, beep. If you don't have it, it'll go, or something. You won't be able to go in and buy your groceries. You won't be able to buy your food. You won't get health care. To get any type of hospital procedure now, you at least have to be tested. That will turn into a vaccine. All your hospital workers will have to have it. They will force it on everybody. Well, and you'll friends and so forth, you think you're an outcast now because you believe
that's right.
In the things that we believe. What happens when they find out you don't have the vaccine?
How you gonna
your
keep
family
a job?
Won't want you in their home.
How you gonna keep a job?
How are you going to keep a job?
I mean, this is serious. Have you by any chance watched that video, 20-minute video? I know I sent it to you. Dr. Carey, Majeg.
I haven't had a chance to, Butch. I'm sorry.
But that's very, very, very important. And I mean very important. All of it is. And I can't explain what she said in 20 minutes. I'm not a doctor anyway, but I'll just say two things here. Whenever Monsanto wanted to own the seeds of the world, they could not put a patent on natural seeds. You can't patent something made by God, made by nature. So they modify them, GMO'd them. They then own the seeds. They own the DNA of that seed. So they now, because they patent that, own the seeds. And farmers are being sued when their non-GMO crops crossbreed with the GMO crops, Monsanto are suing the farmers for polluting their seed. Now, this is true. In this vaccine, your DNA will be changed forever. Mm-hmm. Now, they could not patent your DNA. But when they add a gene to it, they own that gene, and you become their property with your DNA. Now, that, folks, that is a fact. That's a legal fact. And in this vaccination, and I don't understand all the, you have to listen to Dr. Carey. It's on our website, folks, under pastorbutch.com, look under Health News, Mark the Beast, Church News, it's on there. And by the way, it's also available, like I said, on DVD. If you share it with your friends, along with the teaching I did about the Mark the Beast, or you can get the video by yourself, either one, $10, just say I want it, we'll get it to you. But in a vaccine, there'll be nanobots that will multiply throughout your body via some type of ointment that comes in the vaccine also. Those nanobots melt in. This is true. You can listen to Dr. Carey talk about it, and she actually breaks down in tears trying to get people to understand how serious this is. These nanobots will go throughout your body, and you'll be connected to AI. And this is what she said. They'll know every time a woman ovulates. They'll know every time a man or woman has sex. They'll know everything about you. They'll know about your blood makeup. They'll know everything about you through AI. These nanobots will make you a cyborg, so to speak. Now, folks, the beast system cannot track you as God sees everything all at once. Satan can't do that. But he has power to connect you to his beast system. The World Wide Web, www, which in the Hebrew alphabet is 666. Connects you to everything in the world. Now, Melody, if that's not the Mark of the Beast, it's awful close to it, and I can't do it. Now, this is all true. This is not the future. This is happening right now. This is happening right now. And you need to watch the video I just told you about. It could save your life or your soul. I'm dead serious about this. I've never been more serious about anything in my life. But that's a little bit scary, isn't it?
You know, it really is. And, you know, it's... I mean, they already do this to cattle.
Oh, yes.
They already give these nano things to cows to where they can connect to it and know their temperature and everything about their body, carcass or whatever you want to call it. And so they can adjust whatever they need to adjust to produce more milk. So it's out there. It's been tested on these cows, And I do believe that this virus is a designer virus in order to accept these vaccines. And I also believe the vaccines will, if you, that they'll be able to activate whatever, they'll be able to activate the virus.
Oh, nanobots, absolutely. They will.
Yeah, they'll be able to activate. So
yes.
to eliminate the baby boomers, because we're the older population, and we have a healthcare system that is ready to collapse. Well, we have a monetary system that is ready to collapse, and there isn't one body in Washington, D.C., from the top down, who is going to do anything about it. So don't keep hoping that something's coming that's going to make this a better country.
No. Well, Trump himself said he had 500 vaccinations ready to go, and he's going to send them out with the military. Now, folks, think about that. Please think about that. Quit looking to man to save you, because they can't. They won't. They can't if they wanted to. Repentance is a key for everyone individually and as a nation, too. And our nation certainly is not repenting of this. But now do you understand why we're trying to appreciate your financial place and situation? Now is the best time in your life to get out of debt, and don't go in debt. Don't go in debt. Whatever you do, don't go in debt right now. If you can avoid it, don't go in debt. Because I do believe before the next 2 or 3 months are over, we're going to see things change so dramatically in this country that we're not going to recognize what it's all about. The next half hour, we'll take phone calls, questions, comments. If you were with Melody before, let us know what you think of the experience. If you have a question to Melody about what's coming down about precious metals, please, please, for the sake of your family, call and ask questions at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, we're doing everything in our power to help you prepare for what's coming. Melody, anyone who has eyes to see can see what this hyped-up virus did to the world economy. The world economy. But I live in this country, and there are businesses here that are out of business permanently. Right in the little area where I live, in West Virginia, in Nettie, West Virginia, an old town called Summersville, stores went out and restaurants went out. They'll never come back in business again. Ever. Some people worked in one of the restaurants called Shoney's for over 30 years, and they are too old to get a job somewhere else now. And they're out of work. Whether they like it or not, it's shut. Over what? Did you know that they've proven that the nursing homes were fudging the numbers and saying people died that did die? This has been shown now. I mean, this has come out now in public. The nursing homes were actually telling hundreds of people died, but maybe 4 or 5 passed away. Folks, this has been hyped up to control you, and the vaccination with the mark system in it is coming your way soon. 844-769-2944. I'm putting that check in mail to you tomorrow, Mel.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying, pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we are back. The phone lines are filling up, and I love that. We'll get to you in a minute. I promise we'll get to the phone call just in a few minutes. Bear with us. And as soon as somebody hangs up, you call in at 844-769-2944. I think the line's full right now, but as soon as you hear somebody hang up, you pick up the phone, you dial 844-769-2944. And please do that. I mean, we want to hear from you. If you worked the Melody before, have any questions, Melody, please do that. And I'm telling you this as a friend, a pastor, a brother, however you want to look at me, I'm doing this program tonight because I believe wholeheartedly that this is the right thing to do, to prepare yourself for the future. I can tell you again, I said before on this broadcast and others, many, 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 many times that I own my home, paid for, because I listened to Bob Chapman, Melody, and some people a long time ago. And paid off my home 17 years early. Now that to me, Melody, was a big blessing. And to be out of debt right now, with what's happening, does give you a little bit of hope. Maybe you can survive the times ahead, doesn't it?
You know, it really does. And you know, one thing about gold and silver, and you hit it on the head earlier in the program, you know, there will be black markets. And God does give us things to help us through and things that we need. And we need things to buy food and everything. So I do believe that this is our way to weather the storm if you don't choose to go along. And not only do we have to prepare by all the things that we talk about that you have to have, Butch, I think one of the things that we fail to do is to truly prepare mentally.
True.
Because it's true. Going to be hard to say no. We might sit here and say, well, I ain't going to take that and I'm not going to do that. But you know what? When the time comes and you see maybe some of your babies hungry, your grandbabies hungry, it's going to be tough.
Beyond the word tough.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be no word to describe that.
And it's not easy. It's easy, you know, it's not easy for me to say it. It's not easy for me to do it. But I think that's one area we fail to prepare. But financially, gold and silver will be there. You can always sell it into the market. It will always be wanted. It will be a commodity. And when the black markets open up and you need to buy and sell, there you go.
That's very true. Very true. Now we could go, folks, in a lot more news. We could cover a lot of different information financially, but as far as news goes, we're not going to do that because I want to get to phone calls. Your phone calls are very important to us. Folks, we're here because you're there. If it weren't for you helping us with donations and placing orders with us for the things we offer through the ministry, and I would beg you again, if at all possible, to get the 1 hour teaching. And then the video in the end. It's only $10, folks. It's nearly $12.50, but I wanted out of here. I'd give them away if I could afford to pay the postage and help Phil buy the video, the DVDs, and make them. But I can't give them away because I got to cover our own cost here. Or if you want the video by itself, it's, you know, get it to you also. But it's so important that we don't be deceived any further into this system. And once I watch Dr. Carey with the explanation of what's happening and what they're doing in this vaccination and why they're going to force it on the world, please let that sink in. It's not just the United States that's going to have this. They're wanting to do it worldwide. Matter of fact, in the United Kingdom, they're already working on making it mandatory before you can travel in the UK. Folks, this vaccination should be a clue to somewhat of the mark, because it's going to be forced on the whole world. And when this second wave, whatever it is, comes along middle next month in October, that really is for real and kills people. If you don't get it, you're going to be ostracized, maybe even put in jail. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm telling the truth. But that's going to be the same thing when the mark comes, or if this could be definitely part of it. That's going to be the standard status quo. You're going to be turned in and rejected by people. You're going to be arrested and even, according to the Bible, killed if you don't take the beast mark. So I'm just trying to warn you as best I know how. I'm just no hillbilly preacher. I don't know everything. But what I do know, I'm going to tell you. Let's go to our first caller. Let's talk to our friend Addison in Ohio. Addison, welcome.
Well, hello. This is Special Agent Addison. And I was just listening on this program, and I heard somebody mention black market.
Oh, no.
Hey, Melody, I have a really big question to ask you. Okay.
Sure.
I understand what the Comics Exchange is, and I understood there in July we had the largest delivery, which is rare, of physical silver. And I guess it's going to hit again next month. But there's a bunch of people think that they ain't going to have the silver to deliver. Have you heard this?
Well, I mean, it happened over the LBMA, and was it a couple months ago with gold? They didn't deliver gold. They weren't delivering on the contracts. So sure, it can happen. And the price of gold jumped, and I think that really is what jump started the gold price rising, was that one, that one event. And sure, you can see that with silver too. And I don't know if they, in their contract, and look, we've seen various mines shut down around the world due to the virus.
Yeah.
Or if they are mining, it's, at 50% capacity, 25% capacity, whatever it might be. So, they're not pumping out of the ground, at 100%. So, yeah, there's still a lot of silver out there. And I don't know, in contracts, to me, I look at silver contracts a little different. I mean, the whole reason you buy contracts is so you can control more ounces of silver for a lesser price and so forth. But I mean, when it comes to silver, I mean, if you have a few bucks in silver contracts, I don't know who would want to take physical delivery of, 100,000 ounces of silver. So, they can pay you.
Right.
So it's interesting, and anything helps. It's just one of the legs of the fundamentals.
Is it legal to not deliver and pay cash value?
Yeah, they don't have to deliver.
Wait a minute. That's my understanding. What do you mean they don't have to deliver?
Well, they give you cash instead of the product.
But that the cash is not worth as much as the product.
It doesn't matter. If you're selling your contract. Again, that's what happened in the LBMA. They didn't deliver the gold. They paid them. So.
Wow.
It would be
and that's when the prices started going up.
Yeah, I understand that. But then you have to try to
and
buy the product somewhere else.
And it's real easy to hold 100,000 ounces of, well, you wouldn't have 100,000 ounces, but you would, it's easy to hold gold.
Right. Smaller value, volume, mm-hmm. volume.
Right.
But the point of it is,
one second.
I want to make this point, Addison, if I could. They may give you the cash value. That's true. But you still got to, if you're going to buy it, if they don't have it, where are you going to find it? And every day that's delayed, it's going to go up in price. So you're going to lose money.
Well, I'm talking about the big buyers, you know.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. If somebody wants
to invest $1 million in silver, I have some big buyers in silver. And, you know, that they're there in physical silver. But I mean, if you want to put $1 million or $2 million in silver, you're not going to do it in physical silver.
I'll get a check right out to you, Melody.
All right. You can do it in paper.
But if you don't get physical silver and you put it in paper and they send you paper back, you haven't gained anything really.
I know that,
but it's still silver. Anyway, this is above my head. Y'all go ahead. Finish your comments, Addison.
I mean, no, I get your point, and you're right. But I mean, these big investors, these hedge funds, and things like that move the markets. They get into these paper markets and they move the price.
Wow.
You know, and they can drop
the price. That's what they're actually doing, bastard.
They're playing us like a checkerboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is kind
Good
of
answer.
Like, I don't know how they get by with some of this. But something else I did want to ask you, Melody. You know, with our fiat currency, all the currencies around the world, okay, the dollar right now is beginning to hurt quite a bit. And our debt is unsustainable. We can never pay it back. And they pretty much come out and said that, just a couple days ago. So what's the end game? Are they going to just wipe everybody's debt out like a year of Jubilee, or what do you think?
Reset.
I'm going to wipe out your debt.
Reset.
You know,
you're bad.
You know,
reset.
They will default on the debt. And back in 2000, when we went through the Great Recession, the dollar went to 72. We're at 93 and 94. It was a lot worse, the dollar in 2008, than where we're at right now. So, yes, we've seen it decline quite a bit. And we know where it's headed, but still has a long way to go. I mean, the dollar is still the reserve currency. That hasn't changed yet. There is discussions from Fitch talking about lowering our credit rating. So, because we've got to, you know, because of the debt. So, I mean, this hasn't even started yet. And as far as the dollar, and do I believe the dollar is going to come back up to where it was at 100 or 99, 98? You know, they can do anything. They have all the power in the world that they have. But the point is, they eventually run out. Their power gets distinguished. Or extinguished, I should say.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, it gets, depending on who it is.
Well, the consumer confidence right now is starting to wane. I mean, I can see that.
It is a sign, but we got a long way to go. And the whole point is, and everybody has all these various predictions of how it's going to happen. We don't know how it's going to unwind. What I do know is I know your purchasing power is going to dissolve, diminish. We're going to have inflation. And, you know, if you don't protect it, you're going to lose 70%. You can call it a reset. You can call it a default. You can call it whatever you want. But your people who have savings, they're going to lose 70% of it easy.
At least. Yes.
Right now we got 21 million people within a month or so are probably going to be without a roof over their head. And there's 2.1 people in a family. So that's approximately 70 million souls in America. And I'm really, really, really concerned.
Of course.
And, you know, it just kind of aggravates me.
They can continue to extend the, to where they can't evict.
Whatever, yeah.
But then,
they can.
What happens to the property owners? They can't make their mortgages.
The property owners are going to lose their shirt.
They're not getting their income.
That's right. Yeah. And Addison, one quick question. Go ahead. I got a question before you got to turn you loose. You watched a teaching this past weekend. Was a teaching on the mark important?
It was very, very, very important. People need to take heed because our very soul, I truly believe. And Melody's right. This is going to be a very, very hard and tough decision. And
yes,
we're just going to have to lay this at the feet of the Lord.
Amen.
Folks, I purchased from Melody multiple times. She's a sweet lady. She's taking good care of me. She makes things easy. She's very informative. If you have a little extra cash and you're okay on food, give Melody a call. It's going to help you in your future.
Thank you, Addison.
Hey,
thanks so much.
You guys.
And folks,
thanks.
Love you too.
Bye,
you can call Melody at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Let's go next to Jan in Iowa. Jan, welcome. Come on in.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Jan.
Good. How you doing?
Talking about money. But I know, what did Jesus do? What was Jesus' only physical act of violence? He overturned the money.
The money changers. The money changers. Yes.
That was a physical act of violence. That's the only one he did. So instead of worrying about money, I just went out and I've got supplies. And I'm good for now.
But that's smart.
I understand people are concerned. They're worried how they're going to buy food, how they're going to do this, how they're going to do that. But for those of you that don't have a lot, but do have the ability to get extra food, I would say get extra food.
If you need food,
you can
get food first, of course.
Food
for other things
that you need if you have to.
Get stored up on food first. Get a water filter, food. Yeah, get a water filter, food, and take care of those basic necessities first. You're right.
Yeah.
Right
do
on.
That first.
Okay.
Okay, now I wanted to tell you about Dana Coverstone. He had another dream. I don't know if you know this or not. I just found it out. And
go ahead.
Go to his website, WLM, he explained it to his church. Go to the video, assembly. Anyways, from a few weeks ago. And he's asking for prayers from the church.
Yes.
This is every individual who follows Jesus. That's Jesus' church. Jesus and God. That's his church. Jesus, he wants you to pray for the church to have a strong backbone. He wants you to pray that corruption in the church is exposed.
Amen.
And he wants you to pray. And he wants you to pray for a great harvest. And he was told that Jesus told him that he would soon come for his bride. And he used the word bride, which is what he calls us when he's ready to take us. But he wants you to pray. He said in the month of September, I think we should start.
That's what he said. I have no problem with that. We can't pray too much,
every
that's
day,
for sure.
And that's what I was wanting to tell you, and I've been trying to call you since I found that video. I've been trying to call in, and I realized you're not on Thursdays and Fridays.
No, just Mondays and Tuesdays.
Monday through Wednesday.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jan, for the call. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I thank you. And Melanie, no offense, it's just if you only have so much money, get your supplies first.
I agree with you 100%, and I think people need to be
totally
smart
agree.
When they're buying their food.
Gold
and there's
silver,
lots of things that you can buy that you use on a daily basis, and buy things that you can share. Buy things that, like beans and rice and, things that you can...
Things of necessities like that. Damn, you didn't say anything to offend us. You told the truth. I'm talking about something
you
do extra
for barter.
You're telling the truth. They are going to crash everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. They are. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for the call, Jan. I hate to jump.
Thanks,
got another call line, but thank you. Let's go next to Utah, and let's talk to Ed. Ed, are you there?
Greetings. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine. I've listened to your show for 20 years.
Oh, my.
And this is my first call.
Well, welcome to the, you're part of the family, man. Don't be a stranger anymore. Come on in.
I just heard you give your phone number, and I thought it was for learning something about the gold and silver and stuff like that. And I didn't know that I was going to go on the air, but then I've been listening to your guests that call up, and it's been very interesting, and I'm glad I came on.
Well, thank you.
Anyway,
what's on your mind? Anything you want to say?
There was this last lady that talked that reminded me of a scripture. You know, Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem,
right.
The first temple. And at the dedication of the temple, the Lord spoke to him. And he said to Solomon, if my people, which are called by my name,
amen,
will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. Wow. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land.
Amen.
It's an incredible scripture. And Solomon wasn't very obedient to the Lord. He went and did some things that were not too good after that. But
that's right.
But the instructions the Lord gives him is applicable today as ever before.
Amen. And it works right down to the individual, does it not? If the individual repent and turn from the wicked ways, they can be born again into the family of God.
Absolutely.
That's the key.
Between you and your Father, and He will heal you. And one of the things that I liked about in listening, because I just happened to tune in when you were talking about gold and silver and preparing for the future. I'm quite sure that this country is on the verge of
collapse.
Catastrophic events.
I totally agree.
Events that will shake everybody to the core.
I totally agree.
And I hope the best way, let me tell you one thing that I've learned to do in my lifetime. I'm 84 years old, and I still get around pretty good. I work 8 to 12 hours a day still, and I'm a beekeeper, and me and my son run 2,000 hives a bee.
Wow.
Wow.
Anyway, we produce a lot of honey, and we really hope that the world survives this catastrophe that's about to happen. Boy, I tell you, it's one of the best things I ever learned to do. I had a Sunday school teacher whose name was Clinton Miller, and he taught us how to sprout seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And he developed a company called Miller's Honey, not the Miller Honey Company, but he was a brother to the Miller Honey Company. But he started establishing a bread and made it out of sprout wheat. But anyway, he taught us how to do sprouts. And to me, it's very difficult at this stage to learn that, but if you don't have it, if you don't understand it, start right now. Buy yourself go down to your little health food store, wherever you can get seeds, and learn how to do sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, lentils, mung beans. They make incredible good food.
Okay, and you're right, it does.
You can store in a 55-gallon drum enough lentils and wheat and alfalfa sprouts and the mung beans to last your whole family for a year.
Oh, wow. I'm sick on that.
That's incredibly
It is incredible.
Know, you know?
Ed, I got to jump about out of time, but thanks for calling in. You call Melody tomorrow at 800-375-4188.
Bye-bye.
You call Melody tomorrow at 800-375-4188. One thing I want to make mention to Jan, too, I'm thinking of this, too, Melody. If I had started buying some silver and things back in the 90s, I would have still been paying for my house. Because I'd started buying precious metals, I paid my home off, so... We all need to look at that aspect also. It isn't just for keeping for future storage. Take care of debts now also can be done, folks, if you do it
and
wisely.
You'd be surprised how many people who've started out small.
Yes.
And they have terrific savings now.
I mean, that's the way it works.
It's better to save gold and silver than it is better to save cash.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Cash is a value every day. Melody, we've got about 2 minutes left, folks. And again, you can call her at 800-375-4188. And thanks again, Ed, for the call. I'm glad you joined us tonight. It's good to hear from a new caller. Been listening 20 years. Wow. Melody, what do you want to say in closing?
Well, I just want to thank everyone for calling, and if they have any questions regarding gold and silver, they can always call us at 800-375-4188. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't know what to do with their finances. They rely on their financial planners. Financial planners are told to do certain things. Everybody has the same investments. They're all called conservative, but they're not. The only conservative investment that you can have really is gold and silver. And any of you have pension accounts and retirement accounts, get them protected.
Amen. All right, Melody Seastrom, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'll be with you tomorrow, of course, at 4 o'clock on your broadcast,
Absolutely.
4 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Looking forward to it. But thank you for all that you do and all that you've done for me personally over the years and my family. Thank you, Melody.
Well, thank you.
I mean, you're a sweet, sweet lady to work with. We'll see you tomorrow then. Have a great
night,
Melody.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye, folks. We're about out of time. We'll buy so quickly. I love you, and by tomorrow night, I'll see you with Dr. Pamela Popper. A lot more to talk about tomorrow night and what's happening with this COVID hype. Folks, this is for real. It's not going away. Yeah, we're beating it in the ground because we're trying to warn you what's going on here and why they're doing it. Don't be caught off guard. Please don't do that. Prepare yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically for what's coming because it's coming. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.